every member and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
Namo Shiva Buddha, Shiva Dharma, Shiva Sangha. When we say that all beings possess the Buddha nature, we're trying to express in words something that is inexpressible. We can only, in some way or other, in various ways, try to express things that help us rely upon our own intuitive recognition of what the deep truth of life is. Of course, there is no separate Buddha nature that we can possess. And obviously it is not a kind of a selfish kind of owning of something, or having of something. Similarly, we can easily get into trouble if we attribute qualities to Buddha nature. If in doing so, we bring an illusion of a separate self to the qualities so attributed. For example, can one say the Buddha nature loves? That does point to something that is true, and at the same time there's something misleading about it. What is another way to express the relationship of Buddha nature and love that is less prone to confuse us? One way of putting it would be to say that the Buddha nature is love. And that, I think, is closer to the truth of things. You can't turn it around, I've said this before, however, and say that love is the Buddha nature. That doesn't work, and that is very misleading. Nor could you say the Buddha nature is only love. That's completely wrong. The word only there does not belong. When we think of love, being human beings, we tend to think of it from a pretty limited point of view. We're familiar with an emotion that we recognize as love. We know that there are actions that express love and actions that if they express love, they express it in a very confused and counterproductive way. But there are certain kinds of actions that clearly show love. Yet when we attribute love to Buddha nature, it isn't emotional love, the feeling of love, and it isn't an action of love. The way we usually think of those. So what is it of love? I would say that it is the very heart and essence of love. The wellspring from which these other more external manifestations of love, such as feelings and love manifesting in human action, human choice, the wellspring from which these originate, the very source of love, and while all of our human experience of necessity has very definite limits, this love the Buddha nature is thoroughly identified with infinity. There's a longing in every being to join with, to dissolve into that infinity of love. And when we try to do this in external ways, we get ourselves wound up in confusion and pain. And love is experienced as something finite and transitory rather than something which in truth it is infinite and eternal. Those tastes of love, as it were, momentary glimpses, partial experience, just feed the fires of longing. For what love really is. Is there a faster track in the direction of that leading to that dissolving into infinite and eternal love that beings so long for? Of course there is, and that's why we're sitting in meditation here together. Is there a principle of daily life that reveals this and helps us hold true to this faster track? The answer is yes, there is. And it can be expressed very simply. Everything that happens is for my good. Since all things possess the Buddha nature, since the Buddha nature is love in its deepest and truest sense, and both that which we like and that which we don't like, both that which is pleasurable and that which is painful, the body in health and the body in illness, the mind in health and the mind in illness, both life and death, have the Buddha nature. And express that deep love. It isn't hidden from us. We blind ourselves to it. This is why the very heart of Buddhism is expressed in bowing. When you can't do anything else, you can't think of anything else to do, you can always bow. When you can't bow with your body, you can still bow with your heart. To truly bow is to point one's whole being in the direction of all acceptance. And to open one's mind and heart, to open one's being in all acceptance. Gratitude, respect, benevolence, magnanimity, generosity, especially generosity of spirit. Kindness, these are the expressions of true spiritual bowing. And in them is the active recognition of that infinite and eternal love.